With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. State labor officials will offer advice on job retraining for fishing guides, raft operators, and other workers affected by the closure of a 183-mile stretch of the Yellowstone River. Governor Steve Bullock announced today that the Department of Labor and Industry will host a meeting in Livingston on Monday. Jake Troyer is with the department.
Our partners include local, county, state, and federal agencies, and they're going to be available to provide resource information.
State wildlife commissioners closed the Yellowstone indefinitely to all recreational activity last week following a massive fish kill in the Paradise Valley north of Yellowstone National Park. Officials hope to stop the spread of a contagious parasite blamed for killing tens of thousands of whitefish and smaller numbers of trout. Labor Department representatives plan to offer information on retraining options, unemployment insurance, and alternative job opportunities during Monday's meeting. More information about the event is available on our website, mtpr.org. A Montana suicide study panel is asking state lawmakers to pass legislation next year requiring mandatory screening for depression for all school children starting at age 11. The Suicide Mortality Team also recommends programs to teach coping skills and resiliency to first and second graders. The team recently released a study of 555 suicides in Montana over 2 years. About 5% of those were children between the ages of 11 and 17. A Montana Highway Patrol trooper has pleaded guilty in connection with striking a pedestrian with a patrol vehicle while on duty. The Helena Independent Record reports that 41-year-old Mike Zufelt was cited for careless driving and pleaded guilty to the misdemeanor charge yesterday. The Copper King Fire, burning on just over 22,000 acres east of Thompson Falls, has new closures in effect. Fire Information Officer Christy Powers.
We do want to just step up the suppression efforts, and in order to do that, closing off this area will just make it that much more safe for the public and easier for the fire crews to do their work.
A link to the updated closures can be found at our website, mtpr.org. Over the next 3 days, the Copper King is expected to continue moving towards Weeksville. The Bierney Creek Fire, outside of Lakeside, remains at 60 acres with 115 people working that fire. Residential roads are open only to those who live there. Minimal fire activity has been reported on both the Roaring Lion Fire, outside of Hamilton, and the Maple Fire, near West Yellowstone. University of Montana President Royce Engstrom did not mince words today about enrollment during his annual State of the University address.
Well, no doubt about it, enrollment is our biggest challenge, our biggest opportunity. Put simply, we need more students.
UM has struggled with declining enrollment since 2010. For instance, enrollment last spring semester was off by almost 8% from the same time in 2015. The enrollment struggles have led to budget shortfalls and faculty cutbacks. UM recently hired a new vice president for enrollment management and student affairs to stem the bleeding. In a news conference after his speech, Engstrom said Tom Crady's mission goals are very clear.
An upward trajectory in enrollment in just about every category. What we want to do is to make sure that we are getting our full market share of Montana students coming out of high school. We want to be sure to increase our non-resident student population into the 30 to 35% range, which is a pretty significant increase over where we are now.
About 25% of UM students currently come from out of state. Engstrom says UM is investing in more effective marketing and communications to meet that 5 to 10% increase. An Ecuadorian woman has fallen to her death at Grand Canyon of the Yellowstone in Yellowstone National Park. 21-year-old Estefania Lisette Mosquera Alcivar was a park concession worker from Quito, Ecuador. She fell into the canyon at Grandview Point around 3:15 this morning. Park officials say she fell while socializing with a small group of coworkers near a trail along the canyon rim. Her companion saw her fall and dialed 911. Rescuers spotted her body in the canyon at first light. They determined the fall was not survivable. Search and rescue crews used a helicopter to recover her body later in the morning. Yellowstone officials say the death is under investigation. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.